I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, more good days in May. Dr. Liz Cizak, the Senior Director, Clinical Services for Crisis and Emergency Services at UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital. That's a very long title, and I'm just glad I didn't ruin it. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We're so appreciative of the partnership with UPMC and Western Psychiatric Hospital. What are a few common signs and maybe symptoms of depression that people can look at and now deal with?
Sure. So there's several different symptoms that can express themselves in depression. Apathy, you know, lack of joy in activities that we typically enjoy doing. We just talked about running before this interview started. So if you enjoy running and you no longer enjoy it, that's something to look out for. Certainly eating and sleeping, overeating, undereating, oversleeping, undereating are big ones. There's a lack of concentration that certainly can come along with it. You know, making more mistakes than usual. I'm forgetful on a good day, but that constant forgetfulness can be a problem and can lead to, can be a sign of depression. Lack of motivation is a big one for folks. But I think the biggest one really is that unrelenting hopelessness that doesn't have a break, and that we don't see that there's another side to things can really drown people and be some signs and symptoms of depression. I think the most important thing, though, because we all can experience any of the things I just described on any day.
Correct.
And have. It's the persistence of those symptoms, right? The things that are lasting beyond really 2 weeks that we start to get concerned about, and we would want people to reach out for some help.
So, okay, doctor, now that we're dealing with this pandemic and COVID-19, so I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you're already filled with anxiety and depression, sure, this is just exacerbating it, especially with staying at home. You're in out of sorts, so to speak. What do we do now?
Yeah. So any event like this can absolutely, as you said, exacerbate those symptoms. The good news is you don't have to feel those alone. There's something about this whole event that is bringing people together. Depression can be very isolating, but I think knowing that other people are going through this exact same experience and varying levels of all the symptoms I just described is a comfort. But the other thing is, you can reach out and call somebody. You know, Resolve Crisis Services, which I think is just so valuable in our community, and it's not just because I'm a part of it. I've seen it impact people, including my own friends and family as well. You can call and say, hey, I'm feeling like this. You know, I what do I do with these emotions, and how do I connect with others? One thing this event has taught us, we're social beings. We need connection.
Absolutely.
And so please reach out, call, find the connection. I think that's what we've seen across this country, people trying to virtually get a hold of one another so that we can talk. Talk to your neighbors, check in with family and friends. But if you call a place like Resolve, if you're experiencing those things, they're going to walk through you with that and make some suggestions and encourage you to stick with routines and encourage you to connect with others as often as you can.
Well, it's so funny. People say, don't you love it? You get to roll out of bed and just do your show in the bedroom. Isn't that the greatest thing ever? I'm like, no. I want to get up. I want to shower. I want to get dressed. I want to go to work. I mean, I want that in my life. Getting out of bed and doing a show in my sleepy pants is not in any way good for anybody. I'm serious. I mean, it's fun for a day. It's fun for a week, but it is not fun for a career. It just isn't.
It is highlighted for us how much we need one another.
Yep.
And we need our routines and our work. Absolutely.
On with us is Dr. Liz Sysak, Senior Director of Clinical Services for Crisis and Emergency Services, UPMC Western Psychiatric Hospital. What are some ways, if you've now identified some of the things we talked about a few minutes ago, and you're like, okay, I need some help, I need some care, what are some ways to access the care that somebody might need?
Sure. Well, as I mentioned earlier, Resolve Crisis is a really good in to accessing care because the mental health system, medical health care, all of that, it's tough to navigate. And I work in it and it's tough to navigate. So we really encourage people to reach out to a place like that to start and say, here's what I'm experiencing. What can I do? We then can find an appropriate outpatient clinic or refer you to maybe our emergency department at Western Psych for a further evaluation and help you sort of navigate that odd system so that you don't have to do that alone. It's not as simple as necessarily going online and searching therapists or psychologists in my area. We really want you to call in so that we can help guide you through that process. And that's really the first step. Our emergency department at Western Psychiatric provides really good comprehensive evaluations for people with our psychiatrists, nurses, clinicians. We have peer supports, people in recovery themselves who help you walk through this as well. So again, I think the message I really hope that people walk away with is you don't have to do it alone. You don't have to know all of the answers. You just have to make the phone call and we will help you through the rest.
All right. So Dr. Sysak, let me ask you this. If someone's just turned on the radio right now and they are like, what is Resolve? We have no idea. What does Resolve do? What is it? What's the name mean? How can I, you know, take part? Explain that, you know, in layman terms for us.
Sure. Resolve is not just a cleaning liquid. I think we've talked about that for a while. Resolve Crisis Services. It is Allegheny County's crisis services. It is 24/7. We have mobile teams that will come out to wherever you are. We will meet with you, talk with you, provide you options, support. We have a walk-in crisis center. You can walk in, no appointment needed. Just come in, let us know what's going on, and we will help you through it. We have a phone center. You're going to get a 24/7 live person. Think about all the times you called and have to wait through operators and shout about what your problem is. You don't have to do that at Resolve. You're going to get somebody who is awake, alert, and ready to help you.
By the way, not to interrupt you, but that number is 888, the number 7, you can, which is 888-796-8226. Sorry, I just felt that was a good time to give out the number.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it is the 24/7 availability to help you sort of walk through anything you may need. And what's really unique about Resolve, and I'm very proud of it, is it's not, you don't have to have mental illness to call in. It is for everybody.
Yep.
We all experience crisis and you get to define what that crisis is. It doesn't look the same for you and I, and that is completely okay.
Yeah, I've been an advocate for this. It is one of the most amazing services. I've used it in my own personal family. I know I've referred it to a lot of people and I've never had somebody come back to me and was like, every time I've referred somebody to Resolve, they're like, wow. I think the biggest thing is raising awareness, what we're doing right now. I don't think there's anything more important than raising the awareness, allowing people to know this is here for you if you need it. I think people that don't live in Pittsburgh take for granted the services that UPMC provides for us in Pittsburgh. It really is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that because it can be a dark place. And again, it doesn't have to be something you have to do alone. And you don't have to worry about, should I call? You can. We'll help you figure out what the next steps are.
That
Good.
Is awesome. Well, Good. Dr. Sysak, thank you so much for joining us. You are fantastic. Once again, you know, if somebody needs to reach out to Resolve, that is 888-796-8226. Thanks for being on More Good Days in May.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you guys for raising awareness about really important causes and trying to support the community. I want to really underscore what you're doing matters as well, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.